We heard Isaiah say in that first reading, "Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not, here is your God." With some regularity, some frequency, a parent will come up to me, usually after Mass, with their young child and ask me to pray for that child. And they'll explain why. And they'll say, well, the child is afraid. In Spanish, they may say to me, Padre, mi niño está asustado. Or, Father, my child is afraid. Happens with children. I can remember being afraid as a child. I was convinced that there was a monster under my bed. If I had to get out of the bed in the middle of the night, I had to jump way out to make sure that the monster couldn't get me from underneath the bed. And I sometimes had nightmares, or I know I had a monster in the closet. If the closet door was open, I knew that that monster could reach me. I can remember crawling in bed with my parents, and you guys know that I am a widower and that I have children, and I can remember every one of my children coming in and crawling in bed with us when they were afraid. It's not unusual. It's very much a part of normal childhood for children to experience fear once in a while. Some nameless fear. Who knows what it comes from? The problem is that if we don't address these nameless, baseless fears, they can lead to superstition. It's often when people seek remedies, seek superstitious remedies for their fears, including fortune tellers or potions or even religious items and saints, it's as if some of these items have magical powers. Some even take gallons of holy water here from us and take it home, and Lord only knows what they do with all this holy water, but it has to do basically with some level of fear, susto. And these are false comforts. These are not real, what they do. There's something much more powerful, much more effective, and it's our baptism. And we don't talk about it enough. So I have a suggestion for parents and grandparents with their children who experience these fears. Why not consider these moments of fear in our children as opportunities? Opportunities to teach them why they shouldn't fear. Teach them not to be afraid. Teach them they have no reason to be afraid. Teach them about their baptism. We take it for granted. But this is true evangelization. They will never forget the lesson if you do it at that moment. Jesus always told the people, every time he came into their midst, he said, do not be afraid, or fear not. Just like God told the prophet Isaiah. He worked miracles and he cast out demons to show us his power over evil. Do not be afraid. Embrace your own baptism. If you're not confident in it, then you won't be able to help anybody else. Jesus told us to be baptized in order to live with him in the kingdom of God forever. This meant, as he explained, that when we accepted him and were baptized, that death could no longer hold us. St. Paul understood this, and he explained that as Christians we can confidently mock death like he did. Oh, death is swallowed up in victory. Where, oh, death is your victory? Where, oh, death is your sting? Jesus changed the character of death forever. Jesus took away the permanent, eternal character of death. It can't be permanent now. Death no longer has control over us in our baptism. We don't need to be afraid of death. By his cross and resurrection, Jesus defeated death forever. And by our baptism, we can't die. When you can't die, you're free. When you can't die and you're free, you don't have to be afraid of anything. Now, we all know our bodies die. The machine wears out. And children are going to experience death. You cannot protect a child from death. He's going to encounter death in pets, right? Pets are going to die. I don't know how many goldfish and hamsters I buried. It just happens. And they're going to experience the death of relatives, grandparents, aunts, uncles. They're going to have friends whose families also experience death. How do we prepare children to understand death and eternal life? I will promise you this. If you don't deal with it, they will internalize it in ways that you don't want them to. Teach them about their baptism and the difference this makes. Teach them that baptism is the door we go through to get to eternal life, to live forever, to be free. That's the door to the sacraments where we constantly are fed for eternal life. The flesh will die and the machine will wear out. We're going to grow old. But we cannot die if we embrace our baptism and follow God's commandments. So I ask parents, grandparents, teach your children to embrace their baptism by using these vulnerable and fearful moments. We can instill greater faith in them. That's evangelization. We can strengthen their faith, and by doing so, we strengthen our own faith every time we do it. Parents, when your child is afraid, hug them. Embrace them. Let them know the firmness of your love as you connect that to the firmness of God's love through their baptism. In that moment, you can instill very deep confidence in a child. In the gospel today, we learn that God does not want us to fear. He doesn't want us to fear poverty or illness or handicaps. Now think about what happened in that gospel story. Jesus, the Lord of the universe, the Son of God, got down on his hands and knees and put the divine finger into the ears of a deaf man. And he spit on his finger. Imagine how yucky that must have been. But here's divine spittle on the divine finger touching the tongue of the man who was mute. And the man was no longer mute, and he was no longer deaf. He was completely cured. And that miracle story is given to us among many of those miracle stories that we have just to show his power over disease, human weakness, and death. And that God loves us. And to show the power that he has to help us. So what are we afraid of? Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong. Fear not. Here is your God.